Some say this event was the spark that created today's FBI. It was a crime that made national headlines and still leaves a literal mark today. We'll dive into the gangster era on this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The stone walls of Kansas City's Union Station still bear the marks of an event that occurred here on June 17, 1933.
There were 4 government officers and 3 other lawmen that were taking escaped prisoner Frank Nash back to the Leavenworth Penitentiary. He'd escaped in 1930. They'd caught him down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and so they brought him up here on the Missouri Pacific. They were going to drive him back to Leavenworth because they thought it was too risky to wait an hour for a train to take him back to Leavenworth.
Historian Wendy Thompson shares the story from this grand train depot.
They took him out of the station to put him in a car when some guys showed up with machine guns and opened fire. And it is locally known as the Union Station Massacre. When the smoke cleared, 5 of the officers and the prisoner himself was dead.
Those who opened fire escaped, but eyewitnesses identified the culprits.
They were notorious gangster Pretty Boy Floyd, his sidekick Machine Gun Adam Ricchetti, and there was a third man who was never positively identified. Pretty Boy Floyd was killed a couple years later in an attempt to capture him in Ohio, so he was never brought to trial for the crime. Ricchetti was captured, convicted, and executed for this crime.
There's some doubt whether the men were actually those involved in the massacre, but the event made national headlines and sparked a change in the country.
At that time, there was a small government agency known as the Bureau of Investigation. It was headed by a man named J. Edgar Hoover. Well, the massacre sent him into such a rage, he really made a campaign of lobbying Congress for more power for his men and essentially created the FBI as we know it today.
The walls at the entrance of Union Station still bear those marks from the hail of bullets that June day. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.